Hello. Welcome to the Unity Spiritual Center of Albuquerque podcast featuring the Reverend Gordon Kyler or occasionally a guest speaker. You can find us online at uscabq.org or by searching for Unity Spiritual Center Albuquerque on Facebook or YouTube. You can visit us in person at 9800 Candelaria Road Northeast in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And now, Reverend Gordon Kyler.
Thank you, Diana and Soulshine Band. Woo. Yes. What a powerful message. We choose love. That is what we're choosing this month. It's what we choose every day and of every month of every year here at Unity Spiritual Center. And today we're picking up where Michael left off last week when he spoke of love as being a creative force. If we were to describe the Creator with one word, it would be love. Not so much the words we've used in the past, for those words only capture a tiny little piece of the spectrum of love, of the spectrum of creation, and of the spectrum of the Creator. Of course, the most common word we use is God, which comes from an old Sanskrit word, yahut, which literally meant that which is invoked. That which is invoked. Eventually, it found its way down into the Germanic word gut or God, which we use today. And the power of that Sanskrit word speaks to the power of creation, but not to the Creator itself. Think about this. We believe we are the gods of our own creation. We create with the words we speak and the words we give energy to. And thus, God becomes a human construct subject to an individual's idea of what God is. Other words that we use down through history are Yahweh, which became Jehovah, which actually is a Midian word that means desire. And then, of course, we could use words like source, which just doesn't have much poetic value to it. First cause, Allah, the allness, and Deva, divine being. But if we want to have a word that captures what we believe is the essence and nature of all of creation and the creative power itself, the only word I can think of that really begins to do it justice is love. Moreover, if the Creator is one with creation and creation is the Creator expressing, then the very nature of that creation has to be the nature of the creative force, which is, say it, love. Oh, good. Enthusiasm. I like that. The challenge comes in with our limited understanding of what love is. As Michael shared last week, when we are in the vibration of love, we create a love life and a world that is loving. There's great healing power in that. So today we are going to take it one step further from understanding love as the creative power to using love as the energy that can heal. It can heal all things, our bodies, our minds, our culture, and our nation. Right now our nation is hurting. And I don't care what you believe about politics or anything like that, love is the what is going to heal. Yeah, can I get an amen? I love it when I can say that. We don't say that much in Unity, but let's get into that energy of love. I invite you to take a moment and close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and gently exhale. And as you exhale, affirm with me, I open my heart to the healing power of love. You guys are so good. I open my heart to the healing power of love. And as you feel that healing energy, feel yourself surrounded by that calm, loving presence. And know that this is the energy of divine love that we all carry within us. Okay, you can open your eyes if you haven't. Or you can leave them closed. It's okay. In unity, we understand that love is the essence of all creation. It is both who we are and what we are. It is that presence that flows through all life. So let's look at a couple of the principles of love and how we interact with them, how we embody them, how we use them. The first principle is one of the core principles of every great spiritual teaching there has ever been. God is love, and love is the essence of creation. In 1 John 4:16, we are reminded that God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in them. I want you to hear that. It doesn't mean that you have to be a particular religion to abide in God. The truth is, we're always abiding in God. But in this instance, it means that when we are in that awareness of our oneness with God, of our being God expressing, then God flows through us. Love flows through us. It's the only energy that can exist in that consciousness. Divine love is an infinite source of healing and harmony that we can access at any time because we are always fully immersed in it, if we but remember. The second principle to understand is we are expressions of divine love. We are expressions of divine love. That means that love is not something we have to go out and find, not something we have to learn or acquire, not something we have to be worthy of. We are love expressing. Charles Fillmore said it this way: divine love is impersonal. Loves for the sake of loving. It is not concerned with what or who it loves, nor with the return of love. Let's affirm together, I am a channel for the healing love in the world. I am a channel for the healing love in the world. Love does not seek to have it reciprocated. Love is an outward energy. When we embody love, we bring wholeness to our relationships and our circumstances. And I want to stress to all relationships, not just ours as individuals, but the relationships of groups of people, of nations, of communities, and yes, even of political parties. We bring wholeness to our relationships when we are in the vibration of love. Right now, there's a lot of people on all sides of the political and cultural spectrums that are in the energy of hatred, which is really the energy of what? Who knows? Fear, very good. They're in the energy of fear. And let me tell you something. There is nothing in that energy that can create. Nothing in that energy that can change anything. All it does is breed more of it. If we want to be a part of making a change, we have to get and stay in the vibration of love. That is where the healing happens, not in the energy of fear. It happens in the energy of love. And when that energy of healing happens, awakening happens. Reconciliation happens. New and better systems and forms are created. And it all starts with one thing, being in the energy of love. Think about this for a minute. Think about a time when somebody extended to you a simple act of kindness. Maybe it was a smile or a hug or a heartfelt word. Bring it to mind. And remember how it changed you in that moment, how it changed your day. If one word, if one smile, if one looking somebody in the eyes with love, even somebody you don't know, can have that impact, what kind of impact could it have if we were all in that vibration? That's the power of love in action. Love heals. And there are two key ways that love works as a healing force. The first, as I said, it heals relationships. Love invites us to forgive. Mark Twain said this, "Forgiveness is the fragrance that the violet sheds to the heel that has trod upon it." Myrtle Fillmore said it this way, "Love is the great harmonizer and healer. Whoever calls on God as love is calling on the law that eternally unites and binds." Love transcends any human level construct, any human level belief, any human level idea, because love is a higher level of being. When we forgive ourselves and others, we release emotional burdens. We open the door to peace and reconciliation. Right now, we are in the season of nonviolence. It's all about peace. It's all about harmony. It's all about forgiveness. And yet we live in a place and a time where that is not out there. Yeah, you tell it. The children know. They do. Let me tell you something. The children are watching. Love heals. Love opens the door. Love can get us through these times to something better on the other side, but somebody has to start it. Somebody has to choose to move out of criticizing and condemning and blaming and shaming and standing up in love. You say it. And standing up in, you don't have to leave. You don't have to take her out. Okay, that you might have to. We've got to get out of that energy of fear, because fear leads to hatred. Like they said in Star Wars, fear leads to the dark side. Dark side leads to death. Death of the individual, death of ideas, death of cultures, and yes, even death of nations. Doing what we have done will not work. It will not change anything. We have to raise ourselves up, despite what it looks like around us, despite what all those screaming voices on Facebook and everywhere else are telling us, and we have to get into the vibration of love. Love heals the body and the mind. Love reduces stress and it boosts our well-being. Did you know that studies show that love activates the parasympathetic nervous system, whether you can say the word or not, which promotes healing? I like what Carl Menninger said. Love cures people, both the ones who give it and the ones who receive it. Let's be the ones who give it so that we can help others become the ones that receive it. Because that's what's going to bring about oneness. That's what's going to bring about healing. That's what's going to return us to a high vibration of being. Charles Fillmore said, "The magnet of divine love draws to us all that is good and beautiful." All that is good and beautiful. There's a great example of how powerful love is as a healing force in the story of Jesus and the woman who had the issue of blood. She fought her way through the crowd. I want you to picture it. Jesus is coming down the street. Women were not allowed to be along the street in those days. The men had the spaces in the front. This woman had the courage and the faith to fight her way through that, to risk condemnation, to touch the hem of his robe. And his reply to her was, "Take heart, daughter, your faith has healed you." And I want you to hear that well. Your faith has healed you. He didn't say, "My faith has healed you." He didn't say, "My power has healed you." He said, "Your faith has healed you." That's important. And it's also important to understand that faith was the motive force that empowered her to step up, that empowered her to fight her way to the front of the crowd, to risk condemnation. But it was an undercurrent of love that did the healing. Faith guides and empowers us to put ourselves in that vibration. Love does the healing once we're in that vibration. Myrtle Fillmore wrote, "God in me is life, my health, and my strength." God in me is my life, my health, and my strength. Let's practice some of this now. Think of someone you know who needs healing, some situation that needs healing, maybe some entire country that needs healing, and silently send them love. Imagine them surrounded by a healing light. Once you've done that, there's one more thing we can, actually two more things we can understand. Healing happens through forgiveness. One of the most powerful expressions of divine love is forgiveness. Jesus exemplified this on the cross when he looked down at the Roman centurions who had crucified him and said, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." Now, I want to explain that a little deeper. He was not saying, "Forgive them, Father, for they don't know they crucified me, the Son of God." That's not what he was saying. He was saying, "Forgive them because they don't know what they have done to themselves." In committing an act like that, they had wounded themselves. And he looked upon them and said, "Forgive them, for they don't understand this." That's radical love. And radical love transcends human limitations and brings healing to our hearts and our lives. In unity, we know that unforgiveness creates an energy blockage that keeps us from experiencing wholeness. Love expressed as forgiveness dissolves that block, removes the barriers within us and between us. Right now, there's whole groups of people that are not speaking to each other and certainly not listening to each other. Love will break that barrier down. So if there is someone in your life that you feel you need to forgive, yourself or someone else, take a deep breath and affirm, "I release all hurt and resentment. Divine love now heals and frees me." And when you do that, visualize love radiating from your heart, dissolving all the pain and restoring peace. And the final thing is, what are some practical things we can do to cultivate love? Well, there's three simple practices. Do you ever notice it's always three? There's power in the number three. That's why three is a trinity. We don't use the trinity much in unity because that actually came about much later in history. But there is power in the number three, in that threefold energy. So let's explore some of these things. The first, self-love. You've heard it said, love your neighbor as yourself. How many of us stop to really think about how can I love my neighbor if I don't love myself? Take time to affirm your own worth. You can use an affirmation such as, "I love and accept myself as I am, knowing that I am a perfect expression of God's love." Myrtle Fillmore said this, "You do not have a problem except the one that is in your own mind, and you put it there." Myrtle Fillmore did not pull any punches. She was not afraid to say it like it was. The only problem we have is the one in our own minds, and we put it there. Well, the good news is, if we put it there, guess what? We can take it out. When we do that, we clear the blocks. Next one is loving others. Love grows when we extend it outward. Simple acts of kindness, writing a thank you note, helping someone in need, offering just a smile can make a huge difference. Remember the words of Mother Teresa, "Love begins at home. Love begins right here." And it spreads outward from there. Charles Fillmore also noted that love is the great miracle worker. So we can spend time in meditation every day, focused on love. It may help to visualize divine love flowing through you and radiating outward to bless the entire world. And finally, we can embody the love as we leave this place. We can be in the vibration of love regardless of what we're hearing around us, regardless of what we believe is the right way. We can be in the vibration of love. Love doesn't mean we have to agree with everybody about every human situation or anything. Love means that we can look at each other and see each other with the eyes of love. That we are all human beings and every human being is trying to do the best they can where they are. But if we want to raise that, we have to raise our own vibration. We have to rise to the level of love. So let's close our eyes for one more time and close with prayer. Thank you, Spirit, for the infinite power of love within us. May we carry this love into the lives of others and into the world. Amen. Prayer doesn't have to be long and involved. So as we go forward, I encourage you to practice one act of love this week, whether it's towards yourself or someone else. And remember what it says in Corinthians, let all that you do be done in love.
We hope you enjoyed today's message. If you would like to support this podcast, you may do so at uscabq.org.